How's it going, Shot?
It's all right. By the time people are hearing this, it's after Christmas.
Yep, yep. The official, happy holidays.
You know, Christmas Day. And, you know, I'm sure we're all full of goose or whatever it is that you eat on Christmas.
Goose?
Goose.
Yeah? Is that a thing people eat on Christmas?
There are a lot of songs about the Christmas goose.
Really?
I think people eat geese.
I think anybody ate goose. I thought you were talking about gray goose. I didn't know anybody ate goose.
No, I think you. I mean, it's poultry.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're eating ducks.
Fair. How far are we from pigeons?
I mean, that depends on your will. That depends on your will to live, your will to survive, your actual living will, all of those things.
Yeah, I don't know. It never occurred to me. I don't think of goose. Like every single time I think of goose, I don't think of the bird. Mm. I don't think of food. I think of either the drink or the coats.
Wow. Yeah. New York is really tainted you.
Like that is the first. Like it, I have to think of the coat and realize that it's on the logo. Then I realize there's a bird.
Okay.
And then, like, when you tell me that, like, people eat that, I'm like, that, like, that's why it's so far from me. Like, I'm like, why would you eat, like, feather insulation? Like, that shit is just warm. Like, that's what that does. It's not tasty, you know?
Oh, my goodness. No, you're eating goose. You roast it, you know? Like, well, you're eating duck. I mean, people are eating rabbit. People are eating squirrel.
Squirrel, for real?
Yeah, squirrel. You gotta get to the south, man. You gotta get to squirrel.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. That's not what I'm going to try. But people definitely eat rabbits.
Rabbits, I've seen. I don't agree, but I get it.
Yeah, folks are doing that. I had some gator nuggets the one time I was in New Orleans.
But like, is this like? Yo, like times are rough. We had to take out the squirrel, or like you at like a 5-star restaurant, and they're like, "Yo, let me get squirrel." Or is it like McDonald's? Like, yo, I get a burger and a squirrel.
A burger and a squirrel.
Like I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know where it falls in the range.
Initially, I don't know. I'm gonna look up a squirrel recipe right now.
Yo, that's so wild.
Talking out of squirrel recipe. Squirrel stew.
Yo.
Oh, something here says squirrel recipe air fryer.
That's disturbing. The stew I could get because you could like pretend it's not a squirrel. But if you air frying squirrels, like you see that.
No, I think it's actually just a squirrel using an air fryer. Anyway.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll believe that way before people are eating squirrels. I'll believe the squirrels have advanced.
No, people are eating. Yeah, but no, in stew for sure. Absolutely. There's that buttermilk but like, that's fried you don't squirrel have... with southern gravy, squirrel stew, paprika and greens.
Yo, there's people eating squirrel and also they got buttermilk money?
I mean, exactly.
That don't make sense.
What is the best way to cook squirrel, people ask? Heat 1/2 inch of your favorite oil in a frying pan over medium heat. Fry each side of the squirrel for 10 to 12 minutes with the lid on the pan to help soften it up. Once the meat is brown and cooked, place on a warm tinfoil plate until you make the gravy. This is according to GeorgiaWildlife.blog.
Wow.
Is squirrel healthy to eat? To prevent the risk of contracting CJD and other diseases, hunt them during the winter and avoid eating their brains. Generally, squirrel meat is safe to eat and offers lots of proteins and other vitamins. The meat is also lean for people who have health problems. And something in World Safety 2018.org as of October 3rd, 2019. So people still doing this.
Yo, on God, if my doctor would have told me, yo, as a diabetic, you should eat squirrel, yo, kill me instantly.
Well, you can't. I mean, first off, I rarely see squirrels here in New York.
Yo, who's catching squirrels? You seen them? They are fat. How you catching squirrels to eat them?
You got to be out in the country, dog. You gonna catch a squirrel? You can catch a squirrel.
Yo, I've never seen
ingenuity. I think, but it looks like you need to clean them and hunt them during the winter. Makes sense because I guess maybe the fleas or whatever that would be on them would be there's less of that in the winter. And avoid eating brains, which I say should probably be the case for all animals. Also, I want to go ahead and apologize to all of our vegetarian and vegan listeners who are like, what the fuck? I would not.
I had cow brain once. That was good.
Oh.
It was like it tastes like spicy eggplant. It was good. Like, I enjoyed it. Like, you mix it with some rice, it's solid.
I mean, everything, if you mix it with some rice and put a salad with a nice vinaigrette.
Yo, it worked. Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah.
I was about it. Yo, by the way, before I forget.
Yes.
We've had two polls end, Sha.
Oh, the polls. Yes.
The first one, we had the bougie chicken poll. Okay?
What was the bougie chicken one?
Who is more bougie about their chicken nuggets?
Oh, right? You or me about
going Yeah, it was either me because I wouldn't accept the order if it's been opened by the previous customer and hand it back.
Okay.
Or you because you wouldn't patron a place who doesn't package the chicken nuggets in a fully enclosed container. And I want you to know, Sha, I put myself first. Because I wanted I was like, if there's a bias, so maybe somebody click early. They gonna click on me. I wanted all the smoke on this.
Right.
Sha. You won with 100% of the votes.
I think you. I honestly think you put that wrong. I did not say I wouldn't go to a place that didn't wrap up the chicken completely. I'm just saying I wouldn't do what you did.
I don't know, Sha.
Turn it back in.
I'm gonna have to splice in that audio.
Yeah. Look right for here. It. I said that normally where I go for chicken nuggets, they tend to have it all completely closed in. That's not a preference of how I want my chicken nuggets to come, so much as I just like their nuggets.
See how they change it up on you, people?
I'm not changing it up. You changed Gang. Up putting that Flipped. Poll together.
Flipped on us.
But that's all right. I'll be fine to be the bougie chicken person.
The second poll, which sin is the deadliest? All right, we had lust, gluttony, sloth, wrath, envy, pride, and greed.
Okay.
We had three tied for the bottom with no votes. Lust, gluttony, and sloth. None of y'all.
Gluttony and sloth got no votes.
No votes.
Okay.
Then with
lazy fat fuckers out here. I like it. Okay.
With 5% of the votes, envy. 5% of the votes envy. Is in fourth place.
Okay.
With 16% of the votes, in third place is pride.
Oh, okay.
Top two deadly sins. Number two, with 26% of the vote, wrath.
Okay, anger. Got it.
And that means the overwhelming winner, our listeners, on Spotify specifically, because we can't vote everywhere else. Our Spotify listeners, 53% of you felt that greed is the deadliest sin.
Interesting.
That's right.
Huh. Okay.
I like it.
Wow. What did I put for number one? Envy.
we on the charts at least.
Yeah.
I think for me personally, I think you had sloth, I had gluttony on mine in like our personal top three.
Yeah, my personal top three were envy, sloth, and gluttony. Yeah, I'm not doing so. I guess the rest of it. I was like, whatever, that happens. Oh, boy.
I think I'm high on all of these but lust. You keep that shit. I'm good.
Wait, I can't even remember what I guess if I was rating them. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you to everyone who voted.
Real talk.
In our polls. That's fantastic.
appreciate y'all right here. I feel like this speaks, like, can we use this in marketing? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, this will help us decide future stories.
That's right there. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The least greediest podcast. Bom, bom. It's us. I don't know.
Or the most greediest. Or the most,
yeah. I mean, get that guilty pleasure out your system.
I mean, there's definitely some wrath considering how you took to the first episode being removed. You took to the streets and tagged Nori in it.
I take it to the people, Shot, okay? He was the source, okay? I had no problem with that, okay? I had pride. I had wrath, okay? I was greedy about losing my download numbers from day one.
Yeah, okay? You had it all. You had
it all of those there, okay? I was lusting the success of the other podcasts, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think Sloth is probably Sloth and Lust are the ones I'm least connected with.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I don't do the lust thing, and while I think, like, I don't exercise per se, mm-hmm. I do think I do a lot. Right. Like, I don't think Sloth is like that. I think if I worked out, I think Sloth would be like fully not me. Gluttony's deaf me. Like, yeah. I would deal with the grub. I ain't gonna front.
Right, yes.
It's a big part of my brand. This is like, this show is the only non-food related thing I'm branded with, actually. Almost
That's
everything I
so
do.
So funny. That's so true.
Yeah. Sandwich, beef, and broccoli. I'm all about the food. Let's do it.
Yep.
So yeah, I connect with it, you know. But we out here.
Well, apparently no one else does.
No one else did though. It's okay, you know. Y'all are better people than us. Good.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
fine. Succeeding. I ain't mad at that. That means you guys have conquered three of the seven deadly sins. I'm impressed with y'all.
You.
Yeah.
And good for you.
Look at that. We got ethical, morally high standing listeners. I'm proud of all of you. Keep it up, okay?
Yeah.
Set an example for us, you know? Something to learn and aspire to, Sha.
Yep.
I'm here for it. Let's get into the news.
All
Kicking right. it right off with food news, too. Let's do it.
Great. Gluttony. Let's do it.
McDonald's limits French fry sales in Japan because of a potato shortage. That's right. McDonald's Japan is temporarily limiting the sales of French fries due to delays in shipments of potatoes to the country. The company said in a press release on Tuesday, the supply issues were caused by floods in Canada, a major transit point for shipments, as well as the impact of the corona pandemic on the global distro. From December 24th to December 30th, only small size servings of French fries will be available to customers nationwide in Japan. Medium and large sizes of McFries will not be sold during this period, the company said. According to McDonald's Japan CEO, Tamatsu Hiro, the company imports potatoes on a large scale from North America through a port near Vancouver in Canada. Import delays had occurred due to a flood damage and corona-related distro. Bob.
Okay. I have a question.
Talk to me.
I wonder if their sizes are as big as the American sizes.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Because, like, American portions are ridiculous.
Right, right.
They're very big. And so I wonder if the Japanese portions are the same as the American portions.
But how small can their small get? Like, the small is pretty small.
I mean, like, they're small. I imagine the small size fries are probably universal, right?
Right. It's a little bag.
Yeah, but I wonder if medium and large are the same. You know, it could just be at the tiniest amount, but it could still, or just based on how much you're allowed to scoop in or stuff like that, you know?
I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
There's definitely some restaurants that should look into that. Like I enjoy fries from Five Guys, but like they OD, like for real.
I hate them. And then they put them all in the bottom of the bag. And I'm like, no one wants your shitty fries. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people were like, no, their fries are great because they give you so many. And I'm like, but are they good, though? Or do they give you a lot of them?
I think they are. So I think, like, they don't realize that they're working against themselves. Because they have a really good when warm fry that really depreciates.
Yes.
So, like, every time I order fries from them, I get the both sides. I get the good warm fry up front, but you gave me so many fries that like the last fries I'm having are trash.
Right. And those are the ones you'll remember.
Exactly. It's the lasting thing. No. They gotta think that through.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I feel for you, but I gotta say something. I don't know if it was, remember when everyone found out that McDonald's was cooking their fries in beef tallow?
Yeah, yeah.
Even in India, where they were like,
no.
No. Yeah, can't do that. So they switched to vegetable oil, but then they quietly switched back to not just all vegetable oil, but something else to try and get that taste and crisp back again. Whatever they switched back to is not quite the same. And their fries really kind of haven't been hitting in a while.
Yo, Wendy's came for their throats.
Yeah, I haven't had the new Wendy's fry, but they really are just like, hey, we do fries now.
Straight up. That's all. The whole ads.
The whole ads are just that.
They don't even talk about these square burgers no more. It's like, yo, we out here, French fry gang.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, I don't know. My favorite French fries right now from a chain are Shake Shack.
Okay.
I like a crinkle cut.
Okay.
And they have a good crinkle cut. But my favorite of just like an individual kind of, there's a chain that's local to Atlanta called Grindhouse Burgers. And they also have a crinkle cut, but they put a little bit of the orange salt on it.
Okay.
Not overwhelmingly so, like say Arby's with their curly fries, but just a little sprinkle on top of just regular salt. And I had some like a week ago when I was out of town, and man, those things hit. I always said, no, those are my favorite fries. But then I was like, I don't know, these Shake Shacks are doing me okay. And then I got back to Grindhouse and I was like, nope, these are the ones.
Oh yeah. You know it. Like me and Gabby were like legitimately mad at a commercial last week. Cause we saw really like beautiful decadent steak cut diner style fries. And like, it's not that they're the best. It's just we hadn't had them in a while. They looked really good.
Right.
And like the whole commercial was showing like these burgers and fries. And we were like hyped. Like, yo, that shit's fire. And we were like, where is this? We're going to buy them. And the commercial was like for Chase Bank and how they support businesses like this fucking diner in the middle of nowhere. I was so tight. I'm like, I can't eat this shit. And I'm talking like 20 of the 30 seconds. They ain't mentioned banks at all. They just talking about this fucking food. Yo, heat it. I still see them shits in my dreams.
I'm sure you do.
Them steak fries look incredible. Fuck, I care how you finance your business, okay?
Oh my God.
Just show me how to order.
Yeah, steak fries, when you hit a good one, man.
Yeah.
They're real good.
In other McDonald's news, ooh, McDonald's settled a lawsuit with a black franchise owner. McDonald's has settled a lawsuit filed by a black franchisee owner that alleged the company steered him towards less profitable restaurants in lower income, predominantly black neighborhoods because of his race. Retired Major League Baseball player Herbert Washington filed the civil suit in Ohio in February. Washington's allegations were similar to the complaints made by a group of 52 former black franchisees operators who sued the company over alleged racial discrimination last year. Washington, who has been operating McDonald's franchises since 1980, had claimed the suit that over the years, McDonald's made it harder for him to succeed compared to white franchise operators. He said that the company had been trying to drive him out because he flagged the alleged discrimination. McDonald's said in a statement sent to CNN that in an agreement to exit the McDonald's system and dismiss his suit, the company agreed to purchase the 13 restaurants Washington owned for $33.5 million. They said in the statement that the money is no more than what we deem fair price for the value of the restaurants. Discrimination has no place at McDonald's. And while we were confident in the strength of our case, this resolution aligns with McDonald's values and enables us to
continue. Y'all were doing that shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all busted.
Yep. Good for this. Wow. $33.5 million.
Yo, he came up.
He had 13 restaurants.
Herbert Washington.
And that's wild that you have 13 McDonald's restaurants and $33.5 million as a come up. You should be
Yeah, you should have weight. Yeah, that should be worth more.
Yeah.
You could tell those were all in the hood.
Yeah.
They ain't want to give them the good ones, okay?
Yeah, because, I mean, they don't want to give them the good ones. And then I'm not 100% sure about what it means, you know, franchising and being a franchisee, I guess?
Yeah.
But you are relying on still the business itself to supply what you need, yes?
Yeah.
So they put you out here in these neighborhoods that they've already deemed as low yield, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they're not going to give you what you need because they'll hold that low yield against you, kind of.
Yeah, because it's like there's a lot of things that like work against you there, right? Like there's you have to buy the product specifically from them. Mm-hmm. You have to give them a percentage of it. The percentage doesn't change. So from McDonald's end, it doesn't matter, right? Like if you're like still bringing in an extra $500,000, they're still getting a percentage of that. That's still additional money. But you as a franchisee, that does matter because you still have like fixed costs, like. Minimum wage is still minimum wage. Like you have to pay that for the amount of people needed to run the place. So like the physical task of running a location is going to hit a bare minimum cost regardless of where it is, but you're losing out because they're not giving you the chance to open in other locations. Mm-hmm. And his issue being like, yo, like at his peak, he actually owned 21 locations. Mm. So he's like, yo, like I own McDonald's in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, in Washington, like, I'm clearly like knowledgeable at this. Right. I understand if you gave me like the whack McDonald's, the first two or three, when you ain't know if I was nice. But like I'm running it now. Like I'm doing a ton of these. You should be able to like give me some of the prime locations going forward. So that's kind of his issue. And apparently it's been an issue to tap into other black potential and former McDonald's franchisees.
Wow. Well, that's what they get for having. Now shitty fries. It's showing up. See, the hatred's showing up in the fries.
Boom. Right there. You don't realize it, B.
They don't realize it. You can taste it. You can taste it.
This dude's name is Herb, okay?
Discrimination in the food. Your hamburgers ain't been right in a while.
Exactly.
You can taste it.
We know. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell is adding a surprising new menu item. I was probably hungry when I was picking these articles out, by the way. I'm sorry.
That's possible, but it's also kind of what you gravitate towards.
Taco Bell is adding a new menu item that fans might not associate with the taco chain, and it's only available for a week. The fast food restaurant is adding crispy chicken wings beginning January 6th for a limited time at U.S. locations. Taco Bell said each order contains 5 bone-in wings that are coated in queso seasoning and served with a spicy ranch dip. They'll only be sold after 2 p.m. and cost $5.99. This is like, yo, real. I now remember. I got hype because this felt like some real weed culture shit. Like, this is some pothead shit. Like, yo. I ain't cooking that shit till 2, okay? I get in when I get in. That's when we making it, okay? I'm only gonna make it for a week. Don't ask me for more.
You might be onto something there.
And they know they demo. Like this is the perfect time to sell that. You don't go into Taco Bell for wings during the day, but you go in at 3 a.m. and you're a little drunk, you're a little tipsy. You just start ordering everything you dream about, even if that restaurant don't make it.
Right.
Taco Bell saying for this 1 week, we got you.
Huh. I wonder, and bone in at that. So, I mean, is Taco Bell ready for the all flats conversation?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's bone in. So now if someone's like, yo, you gave me a box full of drums, where the flats at?
Yo.
Are y'all ready for that, Taco Bell? I see why you're only doing it for a week, because once you enter the drum/flats conversation, it's real hard to pull yourself out of it.
You don't know. That real talk, you have, that's been one of the most consistent fights in my house.
Yeah.
Yo, like for real. And it's not even like when we make it. Like it's like when we order it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Gabby's flats. I'm drums, right?
Okay.
So if I order Like, I got to, whenever I'm ordering from, like, Checkers, for example, right, she always wants wings. I like the wings, but I don't order wings from Checkers. I get other shit.
Right.
But I got to figure out what she wants and order double so that I know she's going to get enough,
enough of the flats. Yeah.
So she gets the order. The first thing she does is count the flats. Like, I personally loaded the chicken order. So she's like, yo, we got 20 wings. How come I only got 8 flats?
You see?
I'm like, yo, shorty, I ain't do that. Divorces could go down because of this situation.
Let me tell you something. The flats contingency.
They strong.
They are so serious. Like, the party's over until we figure out this flats situation.
Yo.
Turn off the music. Hey, cut the light back on. Where are my flats? Yo. Like, stop the movie. Where are my flats? You don't understand.
I will kick through your tweet. All right. Your speakers will not work anymore. Your subwoofer gone. I want my flats.
Hey, well, yeah. Party over. Party is done until we get that figured out.
So, are you a flats person?
I'm actually not even a wings person.
Wow. Yeah. Yo.
I know.
ATL too?
Yeah, I know. It's hard. I mean, you can skate by. You can just.
How you been hiding that?
You can hear the conversations and then just be like, yeah, I know, it's tough, right? Celery, and then you can just leave the room and no one will know. I mean, if you have basically, I feel strongly in that if someone's like, are you blue cheese or are you ranch? I'm like, oh, ranch, absolutely.
Yeah, all
and
that.
People will be like, oh, you don't like blue cheese? Nah, I don't fuck with blue cheese, ranch only. But I mean, to me, that's just dressing. We just talking dressing? I can talk dressing with you. But drums and flats, you know, I'm usually when people ask and I realize that, you know, my answer may, you know, no one wants to hear that I don't really fuck with them in either way. I usually just go, it doesn't matter to me. And people go, no. Okay, bet. But that's also should be a way to let them know that I don't really eat them.
I was going to say, because that would bring way more questions out of me.
Yeah. But no, I don't really mess with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's madness.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You know what? Because I'm not a chicken eater that bites through to the bone. I don't clean my bones off enough to warrant what you need to do to wings to fully enjoy them. Now, I come from bone cleaners. My mother literally could suck the marrow out.
Yeah.
Right? You know, that's great. But I never really acquired that skill. So I feel like I don't want someone to see me eat chicken, like chicken wings, put down what I think is a done wing, and them go, you still got all that meat? I'm not doing this. You're not my mother. Only my mother can yell at me like that about that particular thing.
Oh, yeah. I grounded my son over that not. Shit.
Huh?
I ain't mad. I grounded Aiden once because of that shit.
See?
We had a real talk. Like, you ain't going to waste my wings.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all are unreasonable. So you guys who clean the birds down to a whistle, you're unreasonable.
Dude, disrespecting that food.
I'd rather like step away from it. So, you know.
I told that kid, yo, I remember like I was a little out of hand that day. I remember I was like, yo, real talk, if I see you throw out chicken like that again, like you're going to be on all cereal this week.
You see, I'm saying you guys are insane. But
straight up.
I mean,
and not no sugar shit. You're going to be on Cheerios and cornflakes till I decide different.
That's so harsh.
You don't deserve flavor. Just lucky give him I don't a got thigh. Checks.
Just give him a thigh.
Nah. Because it's the decision. We could do the mixed chicken or we doing wings. But once I'm okay with like leaving pieces of the bigger pieces.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's a little tougher to work as a kid. You know what I mean? You don't got the dexterity in your fingers.
Right. Cool.
But wings is your size. It's a home game for
you,
my G. Yeah,
but you need more dexterity for a wing than you do for like a leg or a thigh.
But you could put like your little baby, little kid pre-puberty fingers.
Yeah, but you still, there's so much that you have to really like get in there. And I think it's easier. I think eating a drumstick is far easier than eating a wing for a little kid.
Okay.
You just hold a built-in handle.
So stick with the drums. All right.
Right. But even the drumettes, though, are like, there's still so much more to it. But flats are ridiculous. Like, look, you are, if you like flats, you're into trigonometry. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You do, like, that's a math one.
I'm okay with that.
That's all angles and shit.
But then don't grab it. Grab the drumettes. Know your place.
But then just get a mix. I think if you handed him a thigh, you'd be surprised at what he'd come up with. Also, he's probably not. I mean, just get him fucking nuggets or boneless wings or whatever. Yeah,
I just get him sandwiches now. As a chicken sandwich. You haven't earned bones yet. Okay? Yeah,
that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Straight
that
up.
That is something that he needs to discover on his own.
Yeah. And I just didn't want the drama. I didn't want to continue to be like angry at my son. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'm going to leave the side of the relationship.
Yep.
You know, you can figure that out when you move out. You know, you can learn.
That's definitely something that he has to come to on his own.
Yeah. You need the safe space, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. With friends, you know, that's something you got. That's
it. You experiment in college. That's what it's for. You know?
Yep.
Finally, the only non-food related article today, NHL announces that their players will not be attending the 2022 Olympics amid COVID-19. That's right. The NHL announced on Wednesday that the league's players will not participate in the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics amid the rise in COVID-19 cases and the league-wide pause impacting the 2021-2022 season schedule. Franca Saravalli of the Daily Faceoff first reported the decision. Several teams have already been shut down because of the rise in COVID-19 cases, and the league has its wide holiday shutdown beginning on the 26th. Because of this, the NHL needs the 2 weeks of vacation time that they scheduled in February to make up lost games that they had to cancel for COVID, which would overlap with the Olympics. So yeah, unfortunately, these fake Winter Olympic Games is gonna be faker. All right, nobody watching this shit. US ain't going in general. NHL ain't sending no squad. I mean, the US and the Canadian team is gonna be trash.
I mean, look, overall, I just think, especially, we've already gone on record of saying that we need to just do the winter when we do the summer.
Yeah.
Quit trying to make us care about it every 2 years. It's every 4 years. That's all we got in us.
That's it. And that's why this issue only started when they pivoted hockey to the winter, because it became every other 2 years, right? Because when it switched over to the 2 year thing for the winter that wasn't in line with the summer, they realized that nobody was watching because none of the four major sports was in it. So they asked hockey to go to send their players over, whereas before it was easier because it was like a summer, they treated it as part of the summer games where it didn't overlap with the hockey season. So now they had like this winter thing.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So like NHL was like, yo, we ain't fuck up. Y'all switched up your game by asking us to be part of the winter games. And now you need us as part of the winter games because you're not even during the same year as the rest of the Olympics. So like, we're like a core thing now for you, but we can't mess up our schedule. We the ones making the money for these players. Like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. That's wild.
They messing it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go out there. Don't go out there to Beijing. Yeah. We shouldn't be doing this. Let's.
We got slopes here, B.
Yeah.
You can ski, you can skate all over the place in America. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all wilding out there.
I didn't realize that. But yeah, no, good for them, you know, COVID stuff.
Word up. Stay in your ground, okay?
Yeah, but apparently the NHL did not participate in the 2018. Was that Pyeongchang?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was, they couldn't agree with the players.
They couldn't come to an agreement. So yeah, so maybe just let it be the amateurs again.
That's it.
Let us just discover a new talent.
That's it. Them, you know what I mean?
Let them young people bang their bones up.
That's it. Do that thing with the broom on ice. You know what I mean?
the what's it called? The curling?
Yeah, do the curling. You got the space. You know what I mean? A lot of people over there, I'm sure, got brooms. I'll go play. I'll go play the broom game. I'm with it.
I don't think I think there's a little more to it than just, but then I'm again, ready. I don't know. Every Olympics, they keep trying to explain curling to us, and every time I'm like, "Yeah, I don't care."
I got a full year,
and you're just scraping the ice in front of it or whatever, or guys on the other side blowing it across. I don't understand what y'all are doing. I don't care.
I'm here. If you would like to sponsor me and Shalewa in our run for the 2022 Olympic curling team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Sure.
All you gotta do is like, subscribe to the show, baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an Apple or Spotify listener, please rate the show. 4 stars, you don't think we can win the gold. You ain't seen me sweep, okay? Legendary, okay? People talk about it all the time. Whatever kind of brushes you got, straw,
plastic. Those are the only kind you know?
I don't know. I was trying to think it through. You're right. I couldn't think of no more brushes, okay?
Yeah,
that's all it. The brushes, I know them, okay? I could do them. I don't know their names, but I feel them. I got an emotional connection. 5 stars, you heard the word on the streets. Gasol's curling game is crazy. Shalewa, amazing at pivoting that big oversized hockey puck. Together, undefeated, we'll bring home the gold at the Beijing Olympics. You believe that. 5-star ratings. We appreciate you. If you got any articles you'd like us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Amonte. With all that said, we are the future gold winners.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a bit much.
My name is Gastro Amonte. Always with the homie Shalewa Sharp. This has been a bonus episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.
Dark gun smoke fills your nose, but the violence starts once the guns go cold. A prayer in the dark, Lord, let me grow old, 'cause the block gets hard once the guns go cold.
Catch y'all next week. Peace.